Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Oh, the Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtracks. As it's time for the calendar, a couple of really cool things going on tonight if you're listening on Saturday. If you are listening on Saturday, the first of the month, Ellensburg Dance. They started the whole series right now in November, and it's the Hal Holmes Community Center. Wonderful place to do dances, wonderful place to sing. And those Ellensburg folks, they've got it all rolling. They do a pretty good job. So head on down there and enjoy the dance. They all start around 7:30, and that's what's happening. There's a Balkan dance, this Eastern European dance that they do the first Saturday of every month in Bellingham. That's at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium. I think you show up around 6:37 for those. Let's take a little bit. They're a little more complex. But show up and enjoy it. And it's neat that they're doing that. It's a little different take than the standard contra dance. It's Balkan dancing, this Eastern European material. So check it out for Saturday. First Saturday dance in Port Angeles at the Black Diamond Community Center there on Black Diamond Road. And they always have great stuff. And they have a wonderful schedule. And they keep it rolling up through about June. So enjoy that. Riley and Maloney doing their last Seattle concert tonight, the 5th of November, and then they're going to hang it up. And they are impressive, and the sales are doing pretty good. You can still get them, still get your tickets at the door by the time you hear this show. And I would do that if I were you. There will be tickets at the door. That's at the Town Hall there in Seattle. Alrighty, I believe that's on 8th Avenue. First and, well, I'll figure it out. Just a second. We'll give you the address. It's on Seneca and 1st, I think. Off of, yeah. Anyway, we'll figure it out. We'll look it up for you because you should go. And I believe it's a 7:30 show. Alrighty, Riley and Maloney at the Town Hall there in Seattle. And I'll give you that address before the hour is out, the Town Hall. Is kind of in downtown area in Seattle. Okay, and then on November the 12th, Heidi Muller will be in concert, and she will be in concert at the Unitarian Church in Moscow, Idaho. It's 2nd and Van Buren. That's where the Unitarian Church is in Moscow, Idaho. Heidi Muller and Bob Webb releasing and premiering their brand new album called Up Hurricane Creek. That's a 7 o'clock show. And that's Unitarian Church. They show up there every couple of years and do some gigs. Alrighty? So check that out. And then they will be wending their way to the Tri-Cities, and they'll do the Unitarian Church in Pasco. And that'll be on the 19th. So you can see them there as well. Or you can see both concerts. Or you can see just one. That's sponsored by the Three Rivers Folklife Society there in the Tri-Cities. Second Saturday dance on the 12th of November in Yakima at the Broadway Grange on Washington Avenue. Second Saturday dance at the Rockford Grange out on Barrett Road, sponsored by the Mount Hood Columbia Folklore Society up there near Mount Hood. So the 12th is a pretty cool day. And of course, the 12th and 13th at Spokane Community College on Mission and Green, I believe is where it is. Is the Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival. It's the last one of the season. Kind of culminates the whole festival thing. And it is a good one. And it's very crowded on Saturday. And it's getting more crowded on Sunday. If I were you, what I would do is I would make a festival weekend of it and go both days. Because you're going to find that there are a lot of performers that you want to see that are doing it both days. I mean, the performers aren't. But you want to see enough performances that are spread out throughout both days So I would make some time and do the whole thing. They have arts and crafts there. Start thinking about your holiday gifts and things like it. It's a wonderful festival. They prepare a lot of donated foods and some things like that. And Spokane Public Radio, by the way, does a live radio show there from 11 to 1 on the Saturday, a two-hour show. And they have a house guitarist, and they have Vern Windham and Carlos Alden doing all the MC work. And I know that Free Whiskey is going to be on this particular broadcast and a bunch of other folks. So you should check that out, and you could be a part of the live broadcast there in the big auditorium at the Spokane Community College as part of the Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival. Alrighty. And I'll see if I can ask Amanda to look up the address of that theater, the town hall in Seattle. Alrighty, Ewan McCall, the great Ewan McCall, who also wrote such wonderful stuff and also did wonderful traditional versions of Scottish songs. Here's his version of The Bleaker Lassie of Kelvin Hall.
Oh, I wanna be a dog.
No, 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 no. Here's his version of... There we go.
As I was walking one fine summer's evening, a walking down by the Broomielaw, it was there I met with a fair young maiden. She cherry cheeks and a skin like snow. Says I, my lassie, is it you that wanders all alone by the Broomielaw? Indeed, kind sir, it's the truth I'll tell ye. I'm a bleached lassie on Kelvin Hall. Oh, lassie, lassie, do you remember the ships that sailed by the Broomielaw? And the sailor laddies they all admired, the bleached lassie on Kelvin Hall. Oh, laddie, laddie, I do remember the ships that sailed by the Broomielaw. And the sailor laddies, they all got tipsy with a bleached lassie on Kelvin Hall. Says I, my lassie, will ye gang with me? I'll dress ye up in fine satins broad. Indeed, kind sir, I can plainly tell ye, I've a lad o' my een and he's far away. It's 7 lang years that I lured a sailor. It's 7 lang years since he gaed away. And another 7 I'll wait upon him and bleach my cleese here on Kelvin Hall. Oh, lassie, lassie, ye are hard-hearted. I wish your fair face I never saw. For my heart's aye bleeding beef necht and morning for the bleached lassie on Kelvin Hall. Oh, lassie, lassie, ye hae been faithful and focht on me when far away. Twa hearts will surely be rewarded. We'll part nae mair here on Kelvin Hall. It's new this couple, it's they've got married, and they keep an ale house atween them twa. And the sailor laddies, they all come drinking to see that lassie on sweet Kelvin Hall.
Oh, I wanna be a dog. I wanna wag my tail. Chase cars and knock over garbage cans. Bite the lady who brings the mail. Oh, I wanna be a dog. I wanna drool on the floor. Get pats on the head, chase cats, get fed, chew your shoes, bark at the door. Oh, I wanna have dog breath. I wanna learn to growl, scratch fleas and ticks, run after sticks. I want the moon to make me howl. Arr, 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 arr. Oh, I wanna be a dog. I wanna dig big holes. I want to sniff French poodles, basset hounds, and pee on telephone poles. Oh, I want to be a dog. I want a big wet nose. I want to run in the street, get mud on my feet, and jump up onto your clothes. Oh, I want to have dog breath. I want to learn to growl. Scratch fleas and ticks, run after sticks. I want the moon to make me howl. Oh, I wanna be a dog. I wanna sleep on the ground. Being human these days is getting too crazy. I just wanna be a hound. Being human these days is getting too crazy. I just wanna be a hound. Foolish question, and you no doubt wonder why. Now a person will ask you a foolish question and expect a sensible reply. Like when you take your girl some candy, say maybe just after tea. Now the first thing she'll do is wrinkle up her nose and ask, is that for me? Foolish question. You might as well reply, no, I bought that candy for your ma or pa, or it's for some other guy. I just wanted you to see it. And now I'm gonna take it away. Now, wasn't that a foolish question? You'll hear 'em every day. Well, then there's the fella who's always hanging around your place. And he watches you take your shaving brush and start to lather up your face. And as you give your razor one preliminary wave, this guy's gonna walk up and ask you, are you gonna shave? Foolish question. Your answer is, I hope, no, I'm not prepared for shaving. I just love the taste of soap. I kinda like to take the shaving brush, you know, and just kinda paint myself up this way. Now, wasn't that a foolish question? You'll hear 'em every day. Now suppose it's late one evening and you're lying in your bed. You've got the blankets over your body and the pillows under your head. And just as you enter dreamland and you're sinking really deep, some fool's gonna barge right in and holler, are you asleep? Foolish question. You sadly answer, no, I'm afraid it's much more serious. You see, I died 2 hours ago. So if you'll just fold my hands on my chest and tiptoe quietly away. Now, wasn't that a foolish question?
You'll hear 'em every day.
Now, suppose the elevator person should forget to close the door, and you should tumble down, oh, say, 47 floors. And as you reach the bottom, and you're lying there inert, Some fool stick his head down the elevator shaft and holler,
"Are you hurt?"
Foolish question. Your dying words are,
"No,
I was just in an awful hurry, and this elevator just too slow. Usually saves a lot of time, though, coming down this way."
You'll hear him every day.
Now, me and my brother here are alike in so many ways. Like receding hairlines and creases in the middle of our foreheads. So I'm always amazed, because we'll be standing up here singing and just smiling our identical grins, and someone's bound to come up and ask us,
"Are you guys twins?"
Foolish questions. We look them straight in the eye.
No, actually, I got plastic surgery, so I look just like this handsome guy. Or no, we have this terrible new disease, and pretty soon you're all gonna look this way. Now, wasn't that a foolish question?
You'll hear them every day.
That was a foolish question. You'll hear them every day.
Oh, Greg and Jerry Cano, they really are identical twins. They've been around for a long, long, long time, part of that whole Seattle folk scene. So we're going to go back to Riley Maloney for a second and tell you about the Town Hall Theater. It's at 1119 8th Avenue in Seattle, in downtown area. And you should go see that Riley Maloney concert, because it'll be a good one. The last one they're doing in Seattle. Anyway, and back to the Canotes. They do, the Canotes, Greg and Jerry, they do a lot of old vaudeville songs. They do a lot of kind of those old music hall things from the early 1900s, plus a few things that they wrote, plus some kids' songs, plus all kinds of stuff. They're just, they're not like crazy so much as they're just fun. And the material they do is clean family material pretty much. And one plays fiddle and one plays guitar. I think sometimes they even switch just to foul you up. And they do a pretty good job. Now that they are getting older, you can sort of tell them apart, more than you could say 25 years ago. But, they are good. And then one of them, I think it's Jerry Canode, came out with a ukulele album that's really, really good. I should find that. It's an awesome album. Greg and Jerry Canote, the Canote brothers. They used to work with Sandy Bradley on a show called Potluck that aired on public radio, came from KOW, and they recorded it at the Museum of History and Industry for a while, and then they went to Murphy's Pub and recorded it there. And I was on that show a couple of times, Potluck. In fact, they came to the Tri-Cities one time and did some pretty cool stuff. Alrighty, where are we at here? Doug Adams, not Douglas Adams, not the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy guy, but another Doug Adams. He's a great guitar. I don't think that Douglas Adams plays guitar. This guy does, though. Nancy's Kitchen. Go like this.
walked and I walked and walked and I stopped to rest my feet. I sat down on an old oak tree and there went fast asleep. I dreamt I was sitting in a swell cafe as hungry as a bear. My stomach sent a telegram to my throat. There's a wreck on the road somewhere. Then I heard the voice of the pork chop say, come unto me and rest. You can talk about your stew and beans, but I know what's the best. You can talk about your chicken, ham and eggs, turkey stuffed and dressed. But I heard the voice of the pork chop say, come unto me and rest. Door, I was searching for a morsel sweet. Things were flying off of that pantry shelf, but I couldn't find a bite to eat. Just then I discovered a chocolate cake, but I found it was crawling with ants. They said, we found this morsel fair and square, and we ain't about to give it back. And then I heard the voice of the pork chop say, come unto me and rest. You can talk about your stew and beans, but I know what's the best. You can talk about your chicken, ham and eggs, turkey stuffed and dressed. But I heard the voice of the pork chop say, come unto me and rest. Barbecue sauce upon my ribs, just point my stomach south. Well, I heard the voice of the pork chop say, come unto me and rest. You can talk about your stew and beans, but I know what's the best. You can talk about your chicken, ham and eggs, turkey stuffed and dressed. But I heard the voice of the pork chop say, come unto me and rest. Yes, I heard the voice of the pork chop say, come unto me and rest.
Thank you.
Oh, the Wilders there. I remember when they were at the Blue Water Bluegrass Festival there way back quite a while ago. And it's the only album of the Wilders that I have. Doug Adams before that. Adams with a Z. A-D-A-M-Z. And we heard Truckee Winter. Truckee, though. Truckee River there. Doug Adams. And we also heard, I heard the voice of the Pork Chop from the Canote Boys. There you are. We have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And we're going to be right back for lots more. We still have a half hour to go, so you just hang on, because we're coming back. Oh, yes, we are coming back. Hang on now.
This program is made possible with financial support from listeners like you and from the Moscow Food Co-op, now hosting Tasteful Thursdays from 5 to 7 through December 22nd, showcasing the season's local flavors, including co-op side dishes and desserts that can be pre-ordered for Thanksgiving. More ways to savor Tasteful Thursdays can be found at moscowfood.coop.
The weather is cooling down significantly over the next few days. Today is mostly sunny with a moderate breeze. Pullman, 64. Lewiston, 66. Tonight, rain is likely to roll in. Expect lows in the mid-40s. And tomorrow, rain through the day. Pullman cools down to 54, Lewiston down to 59.
Oceans. I did my best to smile till your singing eyes and fingers drew me laughing to your eyes, and you sang, sail to me, let me enfold. Here I am waiting to hold you. Did I dream you dreamed about me? Were you here when I was far? Boat is leaning, broken love lord on your rocks. For you sang, touch me not, come back tomorrow. Oh, my heart, my heart shies from the sorrow. Puzzled as the newborn child, I'm as riddled as the tide. Should I stand amidst the breakers, or should I lie with death my bride? Hear me sing, swim to me, let me enfold you. Waiting to hold you. Mm-hmm.
get up the kid, you're lying with your face on the ground. I'm sorry to tell you this, but she won't be back around. Nothing went as planned when your shit hit the fan. Now you're standing in the cold. Let's get on out of here, kid, let's roll. It looks like a friendly crowd. Hey, JB, what you doing here in Santa Fe? He replied, just getting by. We stopped in here to play. Thank you.
an old and ancient saying in the wind. One must only take a first step to begin. You're on your way, then you've done the hardest part. Make a journey with a generous heart. Step by step, side by side, hand in hand, this old world's a better ride. Step by step, side by side, take a little step with your neighbor side by side. We've stumbled and we've broken our stride, wearing old, worn-out boots and foolish pride. Gonna put on our brand-new running shoes, run a race in which no one can really lose. Step by step, side by side, hand in hand, this old world's a better ride. Step by step, side by side, take a little step with your neighbor side by side. If you see me falling down and you stop to lend a hand, what goes around comes round and around and around. If you run to another for help, it don't mean you can't do it for yourself. It just means that your neighbor will know. If she needs help, she'll know where to go. Step by step, side by side, hand in hand, this old world's a better ride. Step by step, side by side, take a little step with your neighbor side by side. If we understand the heart's the one true power, and that nothing that we see is really ours, from a satellite we all look like one, I think our world's time may finally have come. Step by step, side by side, hand in hand, this old world's a better ride. Step by step, side by side, take a little step with your neighbor, take a little step with your neighbor, take a little step with your neighbor side by side.
If I were a robin, I'd fly on home to you. I'd rest upon your window, and I'd carry off your blues. Yeah, I'd take them down to Memphis. Yeah, that's what I would do. If I were a robin, I would fly on home. Oh, and if I were a snowflake, I would fall upon your lips and remind you of the preciousness each moment has to give. Then I'd melt away to fall again, a rainy summer kiss. Oh, if I were a snowflake, I would fall upon your lips. A snowflake or a robin, a distant train a calling, a familiar whisper in the wind. Through all the thick and thin, even far beyond the end, my love is always with you. Please remember this. If I were a banjo, I would banjo all day long. I can't sit upon your knee, because that's where I belong. And together we would wash any darkness into song. Oh, if I were a banjo, I would banjo all day long. Falling down your face, would you know it's me if I left without a trace? And would I hear you softly calling out my name? Oh, if I were a tear falling down your face, a snowflake or a robin, a distant train. A familiar whisper in the wind. Through all the thick and thin, even far beyond the end, my love is always with you. Please remember this. Oh, my love is always with you. Please remember this.
To bloom, the stream to flow. Tell the rain not to fall, the tree to grow. Tell the high summer sky to lose its blue. But don't tell me that I don't belong with you.
You could send me away, I would go. I would go, but I would not go too far. You could send me home, but you would know. Home to me is anywhere you are. When I met you, there was nothing to decide. There was simply something happening inside. I felt strange for a minute, then I knew. I finally felt complete when I found you. You could send me away, and I would go. I would go, but I would not go too far. You could send me home, but you would know. Home to me is anywhere you are.
There are those who never really know their minds. They're confused and they're not the staying kind.
They don't know what they're really looking for. We don't suffer from that problem anymore. You could send me away, I would go. I would go, but I would not go too far. You could send would know. Home to me is anywhere you are. You could send me home, but you would know. Home to me is anywhere.
falsehood were the best of friends. That's the way this little story begins. Way back yonder when the world was young, these two girls went out to have some fun. That's the naked truth. That's the naked truth. That's the naked truth. You know I wouldn't lie to you. Now you could always tell truth by the dress she wore. It was a long flowing gown way down to the floor. Silky, silky, pearly white. A little lace collar that she buttoned up tight. And that's the naked truth. Falsehood, on the other hand, she wore a dress of red. A tight, sassy little number. Turn your head. Fishnet stockings and the high heel pumps. A slit up the side make a dead man jump. And that's the naked truth. Now these two good-looking, fun-loving gals, did I tell you they were the best of pals? Yeah, they decided to go skinny dipping one day. Strip buff naked in there, swam away. Well, that's when falsehood cooked up her wicked idea. She said, truth, honey, you just keep swimming now here. I'm gonna sit up on the beach, get me a little sun. Mm-hmm. That's how the trouble begun. You see, because falsehood put on the dress of white, she buttoned it up, buttoned it up, buttoned it up tight. She laughed to herself. She said, wait till people see. They'll think it's truth coming. And it's gonna be me. Well, then truth come out of the water, a dripping wet. Took one look at falsehood. She said, is this the thanks I get? I take off my dress for one tiny little minute. I turn around and there's my best friend in it. Falsehood said, you don't get the joke. Here's the setup. I wear your clothes. You get into my getup. Truth said, uh-uh, girl. That won't do. I'd rather go naked than be mistaken for you. And that's the naked truth. That's the naked truth. That's what we call a naked truth. You know I wouldn't lie to you. Veritas. Well, that's the way it is to this very day. If something looks a little too good, you better just walk away. 'Cause a pretty little dress can cover up a lie. The truth goes naked, she's got nothing to hide. And that's the naked truth. Warts and all, it's the naked truth. Yeah, she's a little lumpy these days, but she's the naked truth. Tell her coming or going. The naked truth, you know I wouldn't lie. I wouldn't lie to you.
Oh, Joe Mavis there. What a great guitar player he is. He's amazing. Hank and Claire before that. And Home to You is Anywhere You Are. And we also heard Step by Step from them as well. Tom Bolton in that set. And the Wilders. All kinds of stuff. And the show's over. Yes, it is. It's over. You can hear Heidi in the background talking about good roads. That means it's over. But we will be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. Yes, we will. Don't you be forgetting now that Riley and Maloney are tonight, if you're in the Seattle area, at the Town Hall Theater at 1119 8th Avenue
in downtown Seattle.
And that first Saturday dance in Ellensburg, and that Balkan dance, that first Saturday dance in Ellensburg is at the Howell Home Center, and that Balkan dance at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium there in Bellingham. Oh my goodness. They just set that up about a year ago. Get that thing rolling. Alrighty. Good stuff, good stuff. Amanda Cully doing the playlist today. And it's been fun. Been fun. If you want to email me at dazindaniel, mahrwsu.edu, or you can call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. Heidi's only about, we still got a big long verse of Heidi. I got to do something else here. I got to do something else. Don't you be forgetting, too, that Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival there at Spokane Community College on Mission and Green, Saturday and Sunday. Show up both days, because believe me, you're going to want to see virtually everybody there. They have about 6 or 7 stages going on at the same time at that festival. So you're going to want to see a lot of folks. I will be there on Sunday afternoon, about 1:15 or so. But a lot of people are going to be playing there. Mary Hartman and the Trillium 239, Humphrey Hartman and Cameron. They'll be on Saturday, 5 or 5:30, something like that. Just a bunch of different folks. Bluegrass and gospel and ethnic and all kinds of things. Alrighty. Alright, now Heidi's singing about the highways and things. That means we have to split. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. As I said before, I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them. Because you know what? They're your roads, folks, and nobody else's. We'll see you next week. I hope it's a good one for you. This show is history. We're out of here. See you later now. Bye. I'm wishing you.